USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Marco weakening as it nears the Louisiana coast, but still poses a threat with winds and heavy rains. The tropical storm now has maximum sustained winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm could make landfall by this evening, followed by tropical storm Laura, which could be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast, possibly on Wednesday. President Trump has a message for Gulf Coasters.
I'm asking all Americans in the storm's path to follow the instructions of your state and local governments very closely.
Unrest in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last night after police are seen in multiple now viral videos shooting a black domestic violence suspect in the back as he tries to get into the driver's seat of a parked car. Police say Jacob Blake was shot and seriously injured. Some protesters reportedly set fires and threw things at police. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Among the speakers set for tonight's night one of the Republican National Convention are the President's son, Donald Jr., Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, and House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. First Lady Melania Trump will be featured tomorrow night, as will the President's son, Eric, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The secretary is currently on a diplomatic mission, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats.
The FDA is granting emergency approval to the use of convalescent plasma to treat coronavirus. The treatment uses plasma from the blood of patients who have recovered from COVID-19 to treat people who are ill. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Chicago's violence problem doesn't appear to be slowing down any. As of last night, nearly 60 people had been shot in the city over the weekend, including 5 people who died. The most recent tragedy that police have detailed happened yesterday morning on the West Side when Martin Coleman was shot and killed during some sort of argument. Last weekend saw 64 people shot across Chicago. Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, the laptops and other equipment needed for online learning. The world's 3 biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops, in some cases worsened, they say, by the Trump administration's sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in most places because of the coronavirus, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the Associated Press it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint. Kids cannot do distance learning, he says, without a computer. Well, you hopefully have a computer. Find us, if you do, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.